A couple of times through the week, some of the adult helpers have said to us, what's space got to do with the story of Daniel? Why have we been thinking about space and aliens and planets when we're thinking about the story of Daniel? And the reason's really simple. When Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and all of their friends and their family were taken as prisoners from Israel, from Jerusalem, and taken all the way across the desert to Babylon, it was just as if they'd gone to a different planet. It was so different. Everything was alien. Everything was different. The food was different. The clothes were different. The gods were different. The customs were different. Everything was different. And it was just like they'd gone to an alien planet. And so we thought that the alien theme and the space theme kind of tied in a bit with that story. And so that's why we've been thinking about going to the Space Academy and think of what it means to be living in a place which is so strange and so different. And Gemma's already told the story, so I won't go into it. But we learned about how Daniel and his friends had to stand out as being different. So in one of the stories, if we can have the first slide, Sam. In one of the stories, and Gemma's already told us about this, they wanted Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego to eat the food that had been put on the royal table, but which first of all had been offered to the foreign gods. And they couldn't do that. And so it would have been easy just to eat the meat and just to eat the food, but they refused and they wouldn't do that. And so they stood out and they looked different. They did something which kind of made them stand out and become really obvious. They could have just blended in with the crowd. They could have just done what everybody else did, but they chose not to. And so they looked a bit strange as they stood out and did something a bit different. One of the other stories we had, let's have the next slide, Sam. The story you've all heard about as well, was the giant gold statue, bigger than this building. And when the trumpets blew and the music played, everybody was told to bow down and worship the gold statue. But they wanted to be different. They wanted to stand out. They wanted to stand for God and not just blend in and do the same as everyone else. And as a result, of course, next slide, they got thrown into the fiery pit. And we had a lot of talk in our groups about who the fourth person in the furnace was when they threw them into the pit. And then one of the other stories we looked at, which we've heard about this morning as well, next slide, Sam, was that Daniel and the other Jews, the other people from Israel, were told they weren't allowed to pray to their God for 30 days. But Daniel said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going along with what everybody says. I'm not going along with the way that everybody else does it. I'm going to be different. And he carried on praying. And as a result, he was thrown into the lion's den. Daniel's story is a really good story for Christians and believers in God in the modern world. Because it's just like we're living in an alien culture. It's just like we're living in a foreign land. The things that we value and the things that we think are important and the things that we want to do are laughed at by the world. And the things that other people want to do that we don't want to make us stand out as very strange. I'm going to do a bit of boasting and bragging now. Last night I was in Cardiff very late at night because my daughter Isabel, who sat up there on the step, made her debut on the professional stage last night, that she was in the corps de ballet in Giselle, and we all went to watch her in the final performance of the run of Giselle at the New Theatre in Cardiff. And we all came out quite late at night into Park Place, and I don't know if you know Park Place, but there's about 20 nightclubs along the street. I've got to tell you, we stood out as very different. Over one side of the street, let's have the next slide. Over one side of the street were people who'd been drinking a lot and people who weren't wearing very much. And there was lots of police getting involved and there were people falling down. And it was in the wet and there was a party going on. And we felt very, very much like aliens. We felt as if we landed on another planet. And the story of Daniel can teach us a lesson about what it means to stand up for God in a strange land, in a different place, in a place where people are acting very differently. We've got the summer holidays now, but in 6 weeks' time, 5 weeks' time, you'll all go back to school. And I wonder whether you'll be able to stand out for God, whether you'll be able to stand up for God. Some of you this week, quite a lot of you, put your hands up and said that you wanted to be a friend of Jesus, that you wanted to follow Jesus and to serve God. And that means that you're going to have to be different from now on. You're going to have to stand out. You're going to have to take a stand for God and not go along with what your friends want sometimes and not go along with what other people want. And the story of Daniel tells us a really important lesson, which is when we stand up for God, he'll stand up for us. That when Daniel was when they were thrown into the fiery pit, God stood up for them. When they were thrown into the lion's pit, God stood up for them. Every time there was trouble, God stood up for those who stood up for him. And so I want you to remember the story of Daniel, not just for Holiday Club and not during these holidays, but when you go back to work, when we go back to school, when we go back to college, whenever we go on to in the next few weeks. Because if we stand for God, hey guys, if we stand for God, he'll stand for us.
And Lord, we want to thank you for all the fun we've had, for all the things we've learned about you, for the opportunity to come closer to you. And Lord, I pray that as we go from this place, we will go with your blessing, that you will empower us, that you will embolden us, and that we will leave this place ready to tell everybody about you. And so, Lord, would you bless us as we leave? And we'll say together, the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.